personally, I was very tired. But nonetheless, there was something inside of me like, ah, today, not today.
No, but yeah, so nothing. Well, of course, we had, you know, our first maybe light try. Yeah. You know, I don't know if we entered Jerusalem that night.
Yeah, we bought ticket.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Cliff to Bliss podcast, your go-to podcast for wisdom on everything
marriage.
And today we're going to be discussing something that every young person looking to be married is always anticipating.
It's going to be fire today.
And that is wedding night. Expectations versus reality.
Oh, yes.
My name is Tolu Lokwe.
And my name is Anthony.
And together we are known as OA Dynasty. And kindly, on your way out and before the end of this, make sure you subscribe to our channel and follow us on all our streaming platforms.
Yeah.
All right. Wedding night, Mr. Loverboy.
Yes, bye.
What were your expectations?
You know, in preparing for marriage, sometimes you get interested in movies that has to do with marriage and wedding night and things like that. And you just see the couple, they will just come in, turn on these blue or green lights and nice music at the background, roses, and they just look at each other, they just remove the clothes, you see spark, and the light will just dim, and they'll just write, see, 9 months after. Is it always so?
Is it always so?
So, one of the expectations of wedding night is that everything will be perfect.
Yeah.
The moment would be seamless.
Hmm.
Is it always so?
Is it always so? From my experience, really, what was it like? I know that it took me a while. I was just like, so the night has actually come.
Yeah.
And me, I spent more than enough time in the washroom.
I was like, what's going on there?
Yeah, because I'm just like, am I just going to undress and just be with this person and all that? So there was some, I won't call it fear, but I was just like, I'm not sure what to expect. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I've heard, you know, it's usually, you know, painful. Like, I'm just, for me, it was just like, so what's going to really happen tonight?
Yeah.
You know, there was that as well. But did anything happen really? Seriously?
Yeah, I think it was very overwhelming that night. Number one, we were so tired.
Yeah.
You know, you are tired of smiling, but you have to smile all through the occasion. You have to keep hugging people and keep talking, keep saying thank you. After the ceremony, you have to go thank a lot of people and things like that. So personally, I was very tired, but nonetheless, there was something inside of me like, today. So coupled with the tiredness, it was a bit overwhelming. I didn't know how to really place it. So eventually, there was no blue light or whatever. No soft music in the background. We just entered. And I discovered that my wife disappeared into the washroom. What's going on? Yeah.
No, but yeah, so nothing. Well, of course, we had, you know, our first maybe light try.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if we entered Jerusalem that night.
We bought ticket.
But really, there's a lot of expectations because especially if you've been keeping yourself, you know, you're like, that night I'm going to unleash and all that. Yeah. Really? Yes, it's good to have that expectation.
Yeah. But, and it's okay if your Bluetooth did not connect. That does not mean you are failed.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Marriage is not about that one night. Like I was saying at the beginning, just see the light will just go dim and you see 9 months after. It's not always so.
Yeah.
Your Bluetooth may not connect the first night, and it's okay. It's okay. That does not mean that you are failed. It's a lifetime of discovery, it's a lifetime of you know, exploring each other. Yeah. And it gets better by the day.
It does. And the reason why we're talking about this, because really, when you hear wedding nights, that's what you think about, right? Yeah. Oh, we're going to be intimate and all that. Yeah. But, you know, my hubby mentioned something, I think it was today, that the wedding night is just the first day of school.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't expect on the first day of school, you already know everything. So you need to give yourself grace. Mm. You know, you need to commit to learn each other. And I think that the very first night, really, should be more about reflections.
Yeah.
You know, coming together, just reflecting on the process, the journey, and just being filled with gratitude.
Exactly.
You know, just being, you know, grateful. Thank you, Lord, for eventually making us to be together. Yeah. You know, set the right foundation that night, really. I think that's, and I'm not saying that don't, you know, have fun and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But I think
it's important.
It's important to do that. Yes. But you want to set the right foundation.
Yeah, you want to pray that night. You know, you want to dedicate your marriage.
Yes.
You know, because you actually are consecrating that marriage that night. You are consummating it.
Yeah. You know,
so it can be in some cases it may take longer than that, but what we are trying to pass across now is that the reality for different people is different. You know, if you have been keeping yourself, both of you have been keeping yourself, it may be very overwhelming that night. It is very, very possible that nothing will happen that night. You know, you can make an attempt, but just be gentle, with be caring, and be loving. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. It can lead to things that you would regret later on. You know, don't be too aggressive.
Exactly. You don't want your partner to also feel like, oh, is this really what you're all about? Right.
That first night can really be discouraging to some people. Now are kind of withdrawn from like, physical intimacy because of the first experience they had, especially if they have not done it before, and someone is not patient enough
with them,
especially with ladies.
Yeah,
if the guy is not patient on the first night, it can give trauma.
True.
And it can be a serious trauma.
That's so true.
So be vulnerable, you know, talk about things,
speak, you know.
Vulnerability is key. Vulnerability is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And the deeper
marriage,
your vulnerability, the more beautiful your marriage.
Intimacy,
you know, the more beautiful the intimacy in marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, don't let people put unnecessary pressure on you. You know, I've heard guys say, today you will, you'll be AK-47. Don't go and shoot your wife. So in other words, wedding night is not a test, it's not a performance, it's not your final exam. So take it easy. It's a lifetime of commitment, it's a lifetime of discovering each other. Be caring, be gentle, don't create a negative experience for your wife on that night.
And in case really that you're listening to this and you have a negative experience, you know, based on what happened that night, you know, give grace to your spouse, you know, speak to them about it, let them know how that made you feel, you know, and hopefully you can share this video, you know, this video, this podcast, you know, with them, and, you know, just let them know how, you know, you felt, and hopefully you'll be able to make it better, really, because it's one we don't know, what we don't know, we don't know.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. But now you know, so if you are here to get there, you are well informed. Yes.
And don't let unmet expectations ruin your joy.
Yeah.
Focus on the presence of your partner.
Yes.
Don't focus too much on the performance, like I said earlier. You know, I've even heard stories of people going to take drugs, going to drink, so that they can have it's not a kingdom policy. It's not a kingdom strategy. Kingdom strategy is that it takes time. It's a lifetime commitment. Yeah. It's a covenant.
Yeah.
Treat it
as a covenant.
You know, treat it as covenant.
Of course, there are books to read as well.
Yeah.
You know,
be informed.
There are good books that you can read even as a woman or even as a man. You know, just to be informed. It's very, very important for you to be informed.
And it's not about the location.
It's not
about the location. Some people will say, it's because you didn't take me to a 5-star hotel. That's why I was not in the mood. No, it's not about the it's not about the location. It's about a family, unique family being set up by God for a greater exploit. So at this point, we want to pray for those who have had negative experiences that God Almighty will heal you.
Amen.
And those who are going into it, God Almighty will give you wisdom on how to handle your wedding night properly. Amen. And God will give you wisdom on how to build your home so that you can have a blissful and a thriving marriage.
Amen. God bless you. And thank you so much for listening in. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on all our streaming platforms. Until we come your way again next time, we say God bless you.